Well, good morning, everybody. You hear the music, and it's not Wednesday. It's Friday. Time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. And we'll be back to talk with your realty expert, Berkshire Ben Olson, right after this.
Look, if you want that home, let's go get you that home. And it's okay to feel a little nervous. Or to not know what to look for. Because our network agents have the expertise to take the scary out of buying a home. Well, most of it. Now, let's go get you home.
All right, and we are back. And I asked Berkshire Ben Olson, what did you want to title today's show? And he said, Friday Fun Day. I like
right.
that. How you doing, man?
Doing well on yourself?
Good, good, good. And you know what? Back in my old radio days, I didn't care if it was Friday or not. It was just another day to me. Now I love Fridays because I know I don't have to work all weekend.
Right. That's great. Well, and I just was watching a Berkshire Hathaway commercial like I do every time I come in. And you know, it's kind of funny. People look at those commercials and it's a cute little commercial with the music and everything. But, you know, the message is really true. You know, we at Berkshire Hathaway really, I think, take a lot of pride in helping people get their real estate goals achieved. And I think that there, we do have a special kind of network agents that really, really work hard for their clients. Of course, you know, you've met with lots of realtors here in the program from our brokerage. And, you know, I think one thing special is the reason why we call ourselves Family Realty is because we truly are family. And I think that that's part of our, I think, our mindset and our ideas when we go into working with new clients and going into new situations is how can we best serve our people like they're our own family.
Yeah. And you know what? I follow Berkshire Hathaway. I mean, besides knowing you and how many other realtors there, but I follow you guys on social media a lot. And the thing about Berkshire Hathaway is not only do they like to work hard, but they like to play hard too. I mean, you guys do things together a lot as kind of like a family would.
We do. We did the Trike Wars last week, and we ended up getting fourth place. I ended up spinning out on the last lap. So
how do you spin out on a trike?
I was gonna be. Well, it's real low. So
I was,
you know,
bad fast, man.
Yeah. When you're going around the corner, the back wheels are totally smooth. There's no tread on them. So you just kind of swivel around. Yeah. Well, I was going to be second place to the mayor, and I almost got him, but I hit that last curve and I slid out. I mean, it's probably like, I almost feel like I was at the races, you know?
I've never, ever seen anybody spin out a trike before. You must have been
bad fast, man.
You should have
been there. Yes, we were pedaling to beat a heck, you know, I'll tell you what. But I think, you know, those type of community building events is something that we really like to do. And I think that, you know, kind of goes to the bigger picture is I was working with a client this week who's moving from out of state. They're relocating for their job. They're looking at small town North Dakota, so we ended up getting them something secured on that end, a contract together just yesterday. And you know, I think it was so funny because we were talking and it just seemed like, hey, you know what, this person's gonna fit in here. You know, this person is really gonna enjoy being from Wisconsin, then moving to another state all over the United States and then coming here. You know, and I think it's just exciting to welcome new people. And that's one thing that I get to do with Berkshire Hathaway a lot is that I get to work with referrals from all over and kind of introduce them to Grand Forks and our greater area. And it gives me a lot of joy to be able to explain to them, hey, yeah, in Drayton, it's like the catfish capital of North Dakota.
It is.
Yep. You know, we're driving through Grafton and, you know, talk about Camp Grafton, talk about, you know, what Grafton's about and talk about what Cavalier's about because we went and saw houses out there. You know, I went through Warren, showed houses over there and talked about what that community is about. And it's just really interesting to be able to do that every week and every day to be able to help people like that. And I think that that's one thing that puts us ahead of others, I think, in the real estate market is that we really do try to, you know, enforce the community aspect of our business, you know. And
you know, it's funny, especially with like the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Now, I met, we had a couple of fellows on the show day before yesterday, and one of them, but not from anywhere near here, but they come up here in the air base and they like it up here. So they decide, even if they get shipped somewhere else, they come back here and retire.
Right.
We did a show a couple of weeks ago, I believe it was with Adam, and it was like the title of the show was Why Here? Because there's a billion reasons why here, right around Grand Forks in this area.
And we were talking about it, and her family is from out of state, so she's going to have to travel, but she's closer to her family now than she's ever been, being in the Midwest. And, you know, I explained, I said, we have an airport that'll get you anywhere.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to go to that airport, go to Minneapolis or go to a different airport. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, you know, it's really not that big a deal to travel from here.
No.
You know, people say, oh, my gosh, you're in North Dakota. Oh, my. That must be so far away. It's like, no, it's just a couple plane rides away, just like any other city in the United States, you know. But we're lucky that way.
It's funny. Back in the mid-'80s, I moved out to California for a couple of years. And people out there, they'd never seen a plug-in coming out the front end of a car. And I'm not kidding you. When I told them we were an hour from the Canadian border, they really, honestly, I swear, thought we lived in igloos. They thought we were like 30 years, 40 years behind the times. But then I got them back because I said, well, that plug-in, you know, we have electric cars up there. And they were just, you what? I said, yeah, you guys don't have electric cars up here yet? You didn't want to try to even explain to them what a heater was in a block heater.
I just wanted to jump in here because I have some exciting news.
Uh-oh.
I was working on something, and it actually is working, and you get to be the first one. We are live on Rumble.
Oh
sweet. Look at that.
Yep. So now, yeah, if you want to watch the show, you can go just go to Rumble, and you can catch us live on there now, too.
Oh, gosh, that's easy. That's awesome.
Hey, thanks, man. Yep. All right. You got big plans for the weekend since you're going to title this thing Friday Fun Day?
Just working this weekend. I kind of keep in touch with clients all the time. That's just part of the job.
Yep.
You know, if somebody texts me over the weekend, calls me over the weekend, I definitely answer. Definitely want to arrange showings. But I think that the biggest takeaway from this is that, you know, North Dakota, Minnesota Nice is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
it is.
When we bring other people into our community and make them feel welcome, it's a real thing. And she, I think, is really excited to move here because she definitely feels like in Grand Forks, she's going to have a social life, mm-hmm. which is great, mm-hmm. you know, because she's from an area where there really isn't a lot of that.
Yep.
And then there's employment here.
Sure.
I mean, everywhere is hiring.
Yeah, they are.
There's opportunity here. And I think that those are two amazing things that really set us apart from other places in the country. And actually, we've been seeing a huge shift of people moving from the coast to the Midwest.
Yes.
Because they see those type of values. And we got to think about it. There are some houses in towns around Grand Forks or in our market area from either the border to Hillsboro, from Devil's Lake to Thief River Falls is kind of where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
There are homes there that are like $50,000.
Yeah.
$80,000 ranch style homes that are large homes with two stall garages,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, these are things that are affordable, where in other places in California, those same homes are going for $750, $1 million a piece.
Yeah. And another thing too, if you live on the East Coast or the West Coast, the odds are you have got a commute. I know when I lived in California, absolutely. I had a commute and it was horrible. During the commute, it would take me almost an hour to get 12 miles.
Right.
When the commute wasn't going on, it took me 12 minutes to get there. But the thing is here, you mentioned these towns, you know, Warren, Drayton, the Grafton, Thief River Falls, these areas around here. So what if it's a little bit of a commute to come to Grand Forks? It's nothing compared right. to out there. Mm-hmm. And not to mention, I know gas is high everywhere, but it's still not as high here as it is out on the coasts.
Right. And we're really lucky that the cost of living is so low. I mean, the fact that you can work a high salary job in Grand Forks and then drive half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour out of town and be on your own slice of heaven
mm-hmm.
really is what I think the new trend is. I mean, I think I see it on social media all the time. Get a girlfriend and a piece of land.
Yeah, like, there you
I
go.
I mean, that's literally, you know, that's
better throw a dog in there.
Right, and a dog. You know, but I think that's, you know, turning to more of the American dream of people working at home, people being able to be self-sufficient from home, having a good home base
mm-hmm.
is really how we've transitioned. You know, in the past, it didn't matter if you lived in a small, tiny house
right.
with one, two bedrooms with six people, seven people, because mm-hmm. you were all working during the day or you all had stuff to do during the day, so you're never really at home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we just have such an economy that's based so much around the internet, so much around information that there people are just staying at home more.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to be able to fit people's needs and goals is just really important.
You know, you mentioned, I asked you if you had any big plans for the weekend, and you mentioned now you're just probably going to do some work. But you guys, everybody at Berkshire Hathaway, and I think this kind of sets you apart. You guys are always working. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're basically working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, because I know Berkshire Ben Olson, if your phone rings tonight at 10:30 on a Friday night, odds are you're going to answer it, especially if it's a client, and you're going to work with them. It doesn't right. matter.
Well, and that's just part of the job. I think that people don't understand is that, you know, client management is really important and being able to service your clients and being there for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times has it been frustrating for you, not just in real estate, but in any other business when you can't get a call back?
Right.
Or when people don't answer the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Or when it takes time to get all these things back when you're in a hurry or you want to get things done. It's important to be on top of it.
Yeah. And a lot of these people, maybe, you know, clients, I'm sure some of them are construction workers, possibly farmers, whatever. But
most of my clients are actually in the trades.
Or
work those more blue collar, quote unquote,
sure.
jobs.
Which I'm getting at as far as the hours worked. These guys put in a lot of hours all week long. It might not be easy for them to be able to meet with you on a Monday through Friday, but when the weekends come, that's their free time. And a lot of people will say, well, no, I'm not working on Saturday. It's not that case for all your realty experts at Berkshire Hathaway.
I think it's really honestly easy to check any of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, to fact check any of what we're just talking about is whether people are available or not. Call them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's some agents in, I can't name names, but there's some agents in town where their voicemail literally says, I will call you back from this time to this time.
Yep.
Well, what if that time doesn't work for you?
Right. Right.
I only am answering my phone from these times to these times. Mm-hmm. Say it on their voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
Does that, what if somebody calls and wants to put an offer on your home?
Yeah. Well, you won't get back to
you
me
won't get
until
back to me. Well, you know what
this
gonna
time
do?
Tomorrow.
They're going to go to a different realtor.
Yeah, it might be late.
Different, yeah. And so I think that that's really, really important to be able to answer your phone, be there for your clients. And, you know, I think that that's pretty obvious when you look at some other agents is that they just don't put in that effort.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unfortunate for their clients. I mean, if you have an agent who's not doing what you think is doing, it's important to have that conversation with them. I mean, so many times it's a very delicate balance for me as an agent because I ethically cannot approach anyone who's already under contract and persuade them about their business in any way. And that's a good thing, I think. I think that that's very fair because I think that that would be bad if somebody was doing that to me, right? So I think as an ethical rule, that's great. But I also think that people get lulled into this sense of security with their agent when they're not asking them enough questions. You know, I tell people all the time, if your agent's not finding you the home that you want, and they're not being able to get you offers on homes that are listed, they should be out there pounding doors and knocking on doors and sending letters and asking people if they're willing to sell.
Mm-hmm.
They should be contacting all their old clients and saying, do you or someone you know have this and this and this house that they might be willing to sell? Can I have their phone number? Right? Those are things that agents are supposed to do for you if you're not being able to find the right place. And those are something that we do at Berkshire Hathaway. We train agents that, you know, if you need to do what you need to do for your clients, if you have buyers who are requesting a rent sell house in this neighborhood with these features, you should be going after that and trying to find them that house, be calling those people who maybe sold 3 or 4 years ago and see if they're willing to sell again.
You know, how important has it been to interview an agent, a realty expert like you guys? I mean,
super important.
It's like you're hiring somebody.
Right.
So why not do the interview and you can find out more about these realtors?
Right. And I think that every realtor kind of frames what's most important to them and what they think their clients should have most important. But in my opinion, what's most important is price and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the two most important things. Price is important because if people see your house and they think it's overpriced, they're not going to come see it. And marketing is important because if nobody sees your house, they're not going to come see it.
Right.
I mean, if you're not putting it out there enough, not doing the extra videos and things. I have a TikTok even.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't love having to do TikToks because I don't want to be, you know, the typical millennial always on social media. But it's one of the people who actually put an offer on one of the houses saw it also on TikTok. They saw it on TikTok after they put in the offer. But that's great. That means that people are actually seeing the content that you're putting out, and it's worth putting in the effort.
Are you sure you don't just do that because you like to show off your hair?
That's all it is. Yeah. People ask me all the time, is that a perm? It's not a perm.
That's
natural.
Newsflash.
Yeah, it's natural. Yeah, for real.
Holy smoke.
My grandma and my mom both have really tight curly hair like this. So if I just let it grow, it just keep getting curlier and curlier. Yeah.
So are you one of those people that complains when it's too humid out then?
No, I decided, you know, actually, this is funny you mentioned this. Talking about North Dakota, Minnesota, I've decided that I am not complaining about the hot weather.
I don't ever.
I'm done. I just had a few years ago. I said, cursing the hot weather, who am I?
Mm-hmm,
who am I? Like, when it's negative 20 degrees, I wish it was 105.
Exactly.
I wish it was 110.
Yeah, I've always said this. I'd rather be too warm than too cold.
Well, and it's you know, I feel that way except for when, like, going to sleep. I can't be too hot.
No,
when,
no.
That's
yeah. That's a whole different deal,
but,
though.
But for sure, like, I want to be warm. Mm-hmm. And so I egg on those 100-degree days in North Dakota. And that's what's so remarkable. She said, you know, what's the weather really like here? What's it really like? I'm like, well, you know, fall is going to be kind of wet and rainy and kind of start snowing and getting frozen over. You might have snow on Christmas. You might not. It depends.
Mm-hmm.
And then January, it's going to get really cold, really windy. You're going to have some nice blue sky days. And, you know, it's going to be, the roads are going to probably be pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to have a few blizzards. You're going to go through that. And then everything's just going to be muddy and slushy. And then eventually you'll turn around and it'll be a 100-degree day in July.
Yep.
And you won't even remember that in January is negative 40 degrees one day.
Well, that is the one nice thing about being around here is you get all of the seasons and you get them all to the 100% maximum.
Right. And we're, and you know, as far as flights go, you know, people always say, well, the Midwest, you know, it's kind of rural, it's kind of out there. Well, the fact that you could fly to Minneapolis from Grand Forks and then from Minneapolis to anywhere kind of shows that that is debunked.
Yeah.
I mean, you with now with air travel and with the amount of traveling that we have an Amtrak station right here in Grand Forks that'll bring you to Minneapolis or Montana.
You don't have to get on a bush plane.
Right. No. Yeah, there's nothing crazy that you really have to do to travel. So, you know, people are thinking about moving here and you know, understanding the culture and want to come and enjoy our way of life. I think it's great. You know, I say leave some of the big city ideas behind and take the Midwest mindset and, you know, go from there.
Okay. Friday fun day with our realty expert, Berkshire Ben Olson. Ben, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, they want to hire you, they want to sell, or they want to buy a house, how do they do that?
Just 701-318-2676. I'm also available for questions if anyone has any.
All right. Thank you very much, Ben. And have yourself a great weekend. I hope it's not too busy for you. If you by any chance happen to buy a house, maybe you're selling a house through your realty expert, Berkshire Ben Olson, maybe need a little bit of things done to it, get a hold of Executive Properties. They do all types of commercial and residential work, and they do pretty much everything. If they can't do it, they're going to find somebody for you that does. Get a hold of them, 701-330-1273, or go to executiveproperties.org. Well, there we go. Until Wednesday, your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast from everybody at Berkshire Hathaway. And GFBS, have yourself a great weekend.